the very necessity of being seated in the position we are now here. That might be a simple question, but then, if one doesn't know, as what? Because
the necessity
to be,
as we are sitting here in this manner.
No,
to be celebrated,
like this.
Yeah. Before I
to sit in certain posture.
Yeah. Okay.
Necessity to sit down in a certain posture. You ask like this?
Yes.
No.
But there's no rule governing that.
No. You sit like a gentleman, that's all.
I see. Then the question is, today, in the present world, we are having people who are we are told adultery is bad, isn't it?
Idolatry?
Don't commit adultery.
Adultery.
Yeah.
Adultery,
sex out of marriage.
Yeah.
Adultery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are also told by other denominations of the world that you should never divorce except on the account of adultery. Those are two questions. Third question is the present birth control that is being practiced, is it good to practice birth control as far as the Krishna society is concerned?
Krishna society prohibits illicit sex. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that dharma virudhya kamosmi, kama, lust, sex desire. Krishna says that sex desire, which is not against the religious principles, that I am. Dharma avirudha, kamas. How to realize Krishna? Every step of life you can realize God, provided you practice it. That is called bhakti yoga. That is called Krishna consciousness. Just like Krishna says that Rasuham apsu kantiya, I am the taste of the water. So everyone drinks water and feels satisfaction when he is thirsty. When he drinks water, he becomes satisfied with the taste of the water. So Krishna says, I am the taste. So how one can say that I do not know God? I have not seen God, I have no experience of God. God says, here is I. Similarly, he says that Prabhasmi Shashi Surjaya, I am the shining of the sun or the moon. So who has not seen the shining of the sun or the moon? Everyone has seen. How do they say that, can you show me God? Why don't you see God here? Why don't you see God in the taste of water? Why don't you see God in the sun shining? Why don't you see God in moon shining? Similarly, Krishna says, dharma avrudhya kamasmi, the lust and the lust desire, there is also God. So, what is that? What kind of lust? Dharma virudhya, which is not against religion. So the sex life is not denied. Because eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that is the necessity of the body. You cannot stop it. So there is confession that you can have sex life only for begetting children, for no other purpose. If you use sex life for any other purpose, that is against religious principle. There are other rules and regulations that you can have sex with your wife 5 days after menstrual period. And if she is pregnant, then you cannot have sex life. So if you have sex life more than this, that is against religious principle. And if you become against religious principle, then you become sinful. And if you become sinful, then you cannot make progress towards God realization. Because sinful man cannot make progress in God realization. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Jisam antarbhatam papam. One who has finished his business in sinful activities, janalam punyakarmanam, they are engaged in pious activities. Such person, danda mahon in mukta, becomes delivered from all dualities and dandamahan bhajanti mang dhiravrata, then become perfect devotee. So all these restrictions, illicit sex life, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, are prohibited just to give you protection from sinful life. Because if you remain sinful, then you cannot make progress in God. Therefore these restrictions are there. No adultery. Then one word, no illicit sex. Even if you have sex life with your wife, beyond that limit, only once in a month, after menstrual period, 5 days, that is also illicit sex.
That is also
illicit sex. So, because the basic principle is that if you become more and more materially attached, then you cannot become free from this material bondage. Our present problem is that we are bound up by the material laws. Gunamayi maya. We are strictly bound up. Just like even in your ordinary dealings, suppose if you eat more, then immediately get indigestion. Suppose salt is very important item for our eating. But if salt is put more in the vegetables, you cannot take it. And if there is no salt, you cannot take it. Give me a little salt. So you have to take salt exactly to the amount which is necessary, nothing more, nothing less. That is nature's law. So if you violate nature's law, then you become immediately entrapped. Therefore, these things are prohibited. If you really require liberation, but people do not understand that I am in a very miserable condition of life. That is maya. Just like Mr. Patel was complaining so many things. Are they not miserable condition of life? So we are entrapped by these material laws, and beyond this material life there is another life. that you do not know. And human life is made for becoming prepared to go back to that life, because we are eternal.
Eternal life?
Yes, eternal life. We are eternal, but at the present moment we have no eternal life.
What is that eternal life? Would you substantiate that for me?
Eternal life means that there is no birth, death, disease and old age. That is eternal.
When is that going to be?
When you come to the spiritual platform, that is possible.
Is there any eternal life, other life than the one we have at the moment?
Yes, there is.
Which is more supernatural?
Yes, supernatural. That is.
Would that be in a gathering of people where people will be living together?
Oh yes, there are many people. Here in this non-eternal life, only a fragmental portion of the living entity. Fragmental portion. All the living entities within this universe. This is one universe. There are unlimited, innumerable universes. Just like you see innumerable planets within this one universe. Similarly, there are innumerable universes. Innumerable suns, moons and other planets. And all of them combined together, that is the one pole manifestation of God creation. That is stated. Ekam shinastitu jagat.
So this is the conclusive evidence that there will be the so-called the system of things. That is, God will bring an end to the world, is it? And then we go to the new world? Is that what it means? The supernatural life,
yes,
of which I think it's one would not attain it in the present world.
As you are combination, just try to understand. You are combination of matter and spirit. You are talking with me. You are thinking that you are talking with your tongue, or with your intelligence, with your brain. But one thing is there, as soon as that spirit soul is gone from the tongue will remain there, the brain substance will remain there, but no more talking. If you are thinking that the tongue is talking, the brain is talking, that is mistake. The soul is talking through the instrument of the tongue and brain. So these instruments are material, therefore they are temporary. Anything material is temporary. The material law is that anything is born or manufactured at a certain date. It remains for some time, then there are some byproducts, then there is deterioration, then it is finished. This is the material. So you have got a body, material body, which is born at a certain date. It will continue to certain date. It will expand. It will give some byproduct. Then it will be old or deteriorate, and then it will finish. And I am identifying with this body, therefore I am thinking that I am also finished with this body. But I am not finished.
So life is a byproduct of an individual. So it means life is a byproduct.
At the present moment, we have got a short duration of life to fulfill a certain program. That's all. That is called karma. And when this body is finished, then you begin another chapter. That chapter may be very good or very bad, because good and bad, both things are there in the material world. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. Just like we are a human being, but your form of life is different from his form of life. His form of life is different from his form of life. Why? because according to my desire and karma, I have got a particular type of body. Similarly, in this life also, according to a particular type of work and mentality and everything, you get another body. But all these lives are temporary, for a few years. That is our material condition. Everyone likes to have a permanent settlement. There is inner dictation. But nature will not allow. That is nature's law. Therefore, the solution of problems means how to get out of the clutches of the material law and come to the spiritual class. Tattā dehaṁ punat janmā naiti māmeti. So we are giving people the clue to understand the value of this life and prepare oneself in this life so that next life we can get permanent. That is it.
That is why I
want you
to do good things.
Yes,
because
if you want to be cured, just like if you are diseased, if you want to be cured, the physician gives you prescription, something does, do's and something do not. Do not this and do this. If you are serious about curing your disease, similarly, if you want to cure your this material disease means birth, death, old age and disease, then you have to accept some regulative life. Some do and some do not. Just like we are prescribing, very simple, the student, that you chant 16 rounds, that's your, at least 16 rounds, Hare Krishna. It is not difficult. And you do not do. Don't have any sex life, don't have intoxication, don't have meat eating, don't be gay. So that, these are the four regulative principles and chant. Very simple. Anyone can do. Now these boys and girls, they are Europeans and Americans. From their birth they are habituated to these habits. But they have stopped. And they are not unhappy. So our program is only very simple. But improvement is very quick and evident that you can see. What do you think, Mr. Patel? Yes. Improvement, the world is astonished. The Americans are asking them, are you Americans? They could not imagine, even government. They are asking, how you have stopped intoxication, you are spending so much money for stopping intoxication allergy. But they have given up. But as soon as they come to the initiate entering, I say, stop this, immediately stop. How they can stop?
So there are people who don't take the intoxicant, neither do they smoke. Neither do they do all sorts of bad things, but still they follow no denomination, no sect that they follow. Where do those people stand?
But you see, I say there are some do nots and several do's.
So do's and don'ts?
Yes. So they are following both. The do's are also following. They're chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That will give you protection. Simply negative will not do. Just like a child, if you say, don't play, now he can stop for some time. But if you don't give him some engagement in education, then he'll create mischief. Similarly, simply do not will not help. You have to accept do's also. Then your life will be successful. They have accepted both, do not and the do. So anyone who takes up this training, then he becomes purified. And as soon as he becomes purified, then his life successfully goes back to home, back to Radha Krishna. You have to change your body, that's a fact. Or you have to die. So after death, we have got a program, home, very nice home. Tattadiham punarjanma naiti. One does not come back to take birth in this material world. Then where does he go? As the atheist philosopher says, after the destruction of the body, is everything finished? No. Tattadiham punarjanma naiti mameti. It comes to me.
You said all material things have got the beginning and the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, it means our world is material sort of thing.
Yes, this world will also finish.
That means that it will end.
Yes.
And where shall we be? All the living, the living creatures then.
At that time?
The material world gets finished.
Yes, that is stated. Prakritiṃ jānti māmikam. Just like you are, when you are dead, your body is dead, then where do you live? You get another body, but not that immediately you get another body.
Immediately?
No, no. After end of this body, you get another body.
After how long? In death.
Therefore I say, after how long, how? So the intermediate period, you live somewhere. That you live in the womb of your mother, next body. Death means 7 months living that you get.
I have proved that there's a country called America already, and I've proved there's a place known as India, because some Asians have gone to India and back here to tell me the truth towards India. Americans have gone to America and Britain to Britain, to the United Kingdom, and they've already come back here to confirm to us that there's such a place called hell. Has it ever been proved by an individual?
Oh, yes.
That people
many times
are given new bodies and they come to the world and live.
Oh yes. Many. Therefore you accept the statement of the authorities. That's what Krishna says. Krishna says in the fourth chapter in Bhagavad Gita, you see, Krishna says that this system of yoga, first of all I explain to the sun god. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratman Ahamabhayam. So Arjuna inquired that Krishna, you are born with me, you are contemporary of the same age. How can I believe that you instructed this yoga system to the sun god that nation some millions of years ago? So Krishna answered that both you and me had many births. Many births. But you have forgotten, I remember. But that is the difference between God and ordinary human. We may forget, but God does not forget. Or very highly elevated devotees of God, they also do not forget. So we get information from such persons, God, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Vasita, many, there are many. So we get information from there. Just like you get any information. Suppose people are going to the moon planet. You read in the papers, the American scientists, they have gone to the moon planet. So, you believe it, is it not? But Yudhishthira did not go personally. How do you believe it?
Because they've been there and they can't
tell. They're false. Krishna is personally telling, Narada is not personally telling, who has not experienced.
Who? Krishna died and resurrected and was made?
Krishna nobody died. You do not die, I do not die, Krishna do not die, nobody died.
But Krishna...
But you don't remember Krishna.
He died and then was born again.
Nobody died. Why do you say died? I say nobody died.
What happened?
Change body. Nobody died. First of all, try to understand this. Just like if you change your this core, doesn't mean you die. You may appear next day with another core. You do not die. Just like in this life, you had a body of childhood body. You had a body like a boy. You had a body. So you remember all these things. But yes, I had his body. So that body has gone. But you are still there.
How many times does one die? How many times does one...
Unless he goes back to... Unless he becomes liberated, goes back to home, back to God. He has to die, take birth, repeat it.
So the one go... You know the Christian?
You don't bring in Christian and Hindu. You talk of philosophy. We are talking of philosophy.
Now you see, it is a question I'm driving at. When I say, do you know them? I know you've heard of them, even if you've never associated with them. But they say that there is a place called paradise. I've never seen the place. Not many have ever seen the place.
So how, do they, how do they say?
They say the world will end.
That's all. How do they say?
And that people will be taken somewhere else.
That's all right. How do they say? How? You believe them?
They say.
But they say, but you believe them?
Well, that was the only form of worshipping that we had.
Right.
Very well known.
But before how did they say, if it is stated in Christian religion like that, where do they get the authority for such statement?
Where do they get?
Just like the same instance, just like you believe that the Americans or the Russians went to the moon planet. So how do you believe it?
I believe because somebody went there and passed.
That somebody you have not met. That is a scientist, it is stated in the paper. Yeah. That means by the statement of the paper you believe it. Because you take the paper as often. Is it not?
Yeah.
You did not go.
I didn't.
But you read in the paper and you take the authority of the paper, that will believe it.
I believed through the paper.
Yes. Then we believe from the paper.
Are we also believing this through the paper?
Yes, that's all. As we believe through the paper, we believe through the Vedic knowledge.
Veda.
Scripture.
Veda.
Veda.
Faith.
No,
Veda.
Veda.
The original book of knowledge. Veda means the original book of knowledge.
Have you seen this Vedic house? Vedic house next to Barclays Bank?
Yes.
There's a Vedic house. V-E-D-I-C, Vedic house.
Yes.
It is from that word, you know. Veda, V-E-D-A, Ved means knowledge.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There is authoritative Vedas, that is, coming, time immemorial. And the system of Vedic civilization is that if it is stated in the Vedas, we accept it. That is true. Shruti Pramana, it is called Shruti. Vedas, another name is Shruti. Shruti. So, Shruti Pramana, whenever we require any evidence, if it is stated in the Vedas, that example I've given several times, those who are followers of Vedas, it's like cow dung. Cow dung. You understand cow dung?
Cow dung.
Cow dung.
Cow dung.
Ah.
Yeah.
That is the stool of an animal.
Yes.
But in the Vedas, you'll find that if you touch the stool of an animal, you become impure. Immediately you should wash. The Hindus, the Vedic followers, they do it. As soon as they touch, even his own stool, goes to the toilet, and because the stool is already there in the belly, in the abdomen, and as soon as it comes out, I become impure. That is Vedic system. You cannot argue the stool is already there in the abdomen, and it has come out, so how I become impure? But Veda says, yes, you become impure. You immediately take your bath and wash your cloth. But the Vedic Indians, they are following. Similarly, again, the Veda says that if you touch the stool of the cow, you become pure. Now you can argue, how is that? Once he said that if you touch the stool of an animal, human being is also animal, you become impure. And how he said that cow dung is pure? It is practically contradiction. But all Hindus, they take cow dung as pure. In the morning, they bring cow dung and put it water and have a smear all over the houses, and you'll find practically, it starts mopping with cow dung is there. Even if it is very filthy place, immediately you'll find refreshing. Immediately. In the village, they haven't got big houses like this. They've got, huts. But the cleanliness is with cow dung. Is it not?
True.
So, this cow dung is the stool of an animal. You can argue that when I touch my own stool, I become impure. Now we say the stool of an animal, cow, that is pure. That's a fact. You can see it practically. Therefore, if you want to make research, you can go on. But if you take directly knowledge from Vedas, you save time. You get the thing immediately. That is Vedic knowledge. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is that whatever I say, if it is confirmed by the Vedic statement, then my mind is perfect. I don't require to make research. That is the Vedic system. Raj Ved, Dhanur Ved, Yajur Ved, so many Vedas. Vedas mean knowledge, perfect knowledge. Therefore, Vedic followers. What is that house? Vedic house?
No? It is the property of Arya Samaj.
Maybe, but the word is Vedic.
Yes.
So, Vedic knowledge is perfect. But unfortunately, we interpret Vedic knowledge. And that is nonsense. If you interpret, then what is the authority of Veda? If you want to take Vedic version by checking with your imperfect knowledge or senses, then that Vedic knowledge becomes subservient to your test. That is nonsense. Therefore we do not change a single word. We take it as it is. That is accepted. The same example. Veda says the cow dung is pure, you take it anyway, without enlightenment. You don't argue. What is the use of argument? It is confined. Vedic knowledge is perfect. Whatever knowledge is given there, that is perfect. So why shall I argue? If I argue, then where is the perfection? If he Vedic knowledge depending on my taste, then what is the authority? I am an imperfect person. And if Vedas has to be accepted by my imperfect taste, then what is the authority of Vedas?
But then, Swamiji, those who are ignorant, to them the questions will be right.
The ignorant. Vedas is for the ignorant. Because you are ignorant, that we have to take shelter of the basic knowledge. That is basic injunction. Sarvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet. Just like you go to a school, you take the assistance of a teacher and become educated. Similarly, you have to take the knowledge, basic knowledge, from the real person who has learned Veda by the disciplic succession. That is the way. You cannot interpret. Just like we are preaching, what we are preaching. The same way. In the basic knowledge, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita is basic knowledge. So Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritrajya Mamekam Saranambhari. So what is our business? Our business is to speak the same thing. We are teaching or propagating, asking people that you take to Krishna consciousness, they surrender to Krishna. So we have no difficulty. But because we are speaking the same truth as it is in the Bhagavad Gita, it has become successful. Let's see, practice. I am not manufactured anything. What is this Hare Krishna mantra? Everyone knows Hare Krishna. But I am placing them properly. It has become successful. Let's see. Within 4 and 5 years, it has spread all over the world. The only technique is that I am not adulterating it. That is my credit. And what is that credit? It's very easy. Krishna says, Sarada man paritaja mame tansaranamaja. I say to my disciple, here is Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just surrender, and your life is successful. He is doing it. There is nothing difficult. Simply you have to take as it is. That is the authority of Veda. As soon as you interpret, you become respect. Immediately. Then there is no effect. Just like if a doctor says, take this medicine in such and such dose. And if you say, no, let me add something, it will not be effective. The same way, just like you can take salt in such purpose. You cannot take more, cannot take less. This is Vedic knowledge. You cannot interpret a single word. You have to take it as it is, then it will be. And it is practically being done. I am very careful not to adulterate. And that is effective. They are also following my instruction, as it is in the Vedas. Krishna says, Lisamanta Vadam Papa. So these 4 pillars of Papa, sinful life. I say, don't do this. Then you follow. I say, chant. The Veda says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kevalam. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, gadiranatha. I say, oh, it must have. They're doing that. That is the relationship between the spiritual master, Acharya, and the disciple. Acharya must know what is there in the Vedic Shastra and will personally accept it and teach the disciple. If that is done, the work is done. So, if the Acharya is adulterated, if the student is adulterated, then it will not take place. Strictly, no adulteration. Then you find the effect immediately. Just like a woman and man, sexual intercourse, if the man is powerful, he has got real strength, if the girl is pregnant, and if the woman is not sterile, there is pregnancy. Similarly, if the student and the master is pure, and the instruction is pure, then it is effect. There is no jugglery or magic. They say, Swamiji, you have done magic. But I have not done anything magic. My magic is that I am presenting things as it is, and they are being accepted as it is, and it is being accepted. There is no secret. It is open secret. Simply you have to test strictly according to the principle, then it is here.
And therefore there is no question about the result.
Huh?
And therefore there will
not
be a question.
Yes, that is basic knowledge. In Ayurveda also, that I have explained yesterday, the system is that their basic principle of treatment is three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. They, within this body, these things are working. When they are working in parallel lines, in order, there is no disease. They cannot be disease. Neutral state. As soon as kapha, pitta, vayu becomes increased, one more balance, then there is disease. So that can be understood. Their only technique is to study this pulse beating. There are symptoms. If the pulse is beating like this, then it is due to increase of kapha. If the pulse is beating like this, that is their sign. So even in these days, if you go to a very experienced Ayurvedic physician, you take half an hour at least to study how your pulse is beating. Narigya. And immediately he gives this pulse beating to a formula. The formula, if the pulse is beating like this, then this is the disease. And this is the symptom. So immediately according to that formula, he asks, do you get the symptom? Yes. Do you get this? You know, do you do not like this? Yes. Then it's confirmed. And immediately the medicine is ready. For this symptom, this medicine, give him. That's the Ayurvedic system. So in the Ayurvedic system, there is no experiment. There is no dissection. You see? There is no urine analysis or blood analysis. So many paraphernalia, X-ray, simply external. There are no deep studies. But here, how the matter is simplified. Simply you try to study the pulse beating and the symptoms are stated in these. Similarly, we are doing this. That we understand from the basic knowledge that anyone who is sinfully attracted, he cannot have any God realization. So how to make him sinless? Oh, the Vedas say Asyasunapana dhuta jatra papas chaturvidha. The sinful life means these four things. Illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. Jatra papas chaturvidha. These four kinds of sinful life. It is the pillars of all sinful life. And if you make a study that all sinful activities are going on these four pillars, illicit sex life, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. When you become too much intoxicated, habituated to intoxicants, you don't fear to become a thief, steal others' property, more and more you become implicated. The beginning is this. So if you avoid this, then your sinful life will stop. And actually your sinful life will stop, you can realize God. These are all to the point. So we have got very simple formula and the Vedic knowledge. People should simply agree to accept it, then their life is successful. But they do not agree. What can I do? So our business is
difficult. Because they are difficult.
That is not at all difficult.
Those who are
difficult. What they have lost is what? By falling. We are thinking difficult. What is the difficult? By giving up meat eating, what is the difficult?
Some of these rules are rather difficult, you know.
It is thinking, because that is Maya. You are thinking difficult.
Because
it is not at all difficult. How these boys they gave up? Illicit sex life was their life in Europe and America. From the very childhood. How they have been.
And some people, you know, they feel pleasures in taking.
That's all right. But if you like, you can give it up. That's possible. And that giving up, that status you can maintain if you do the dues, the chant. That will protect both things. So, the process of Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. Very, very simple. And there is no difficulty at all. Simply one must agree.
It is true, but to start with.
That because a satsang, therefore your opening center,
yes.
You come to our association, and that these boys, first of all, they are not asked that you have to do this. If I ask, how they will do? No. If they come, that is also a very nice process. If you simply come, if you don't do this, simply go on here, it will come. But even you do not come, you see, people will not come in. That means they have no willingness.
Yeah, they don't want to do with their own sinful
life. If you don't want to do something, therefore Krishna says, manusanam sahasresu kaschidyatati siddha. Out of many thousands and millions of people, one becomes interested in Krishna consciousness. It is not an ordinary thing. Manusanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddha. Jatatam visiddhyanam kaschid vettimam tattam. It is difficult, very difficult. But one intelligent person, although he knows it is very difficult, why not try? And that is intelligent. What is the difficulty? Are they starving because they are not eating meat? We are giving them better food. Kachori, luchi, sandesh, sweet balls, samosa, khichdi. Anyone who comes, it is very nice. So what is the loss there? Now here is a brahmachari, here is a grihastha, here is a sannyas. So according to your suitability, you can remain a brahmachari, or you can become a sannyas, or you remain a grihastha. There is no such that you have to become a sannyas. No. You remain a grihastha, but don't spoil your life. You chant Hare Krishna mantra, you follow the rules of regulation of the grihastha life, you become perfect. So for everyone there is chance. And it is not that, because according to Vedic system there are four castes, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and lower than the Shudras, Panchama. So it is not prohibited for anyone. Anyone can take, the Brahman can take, the Sudra can take, the others who are less than Sudra, they can take. Kirato hunanda sulinda pukkasabhi yasambha javana prasada jenne cha papa jadupa asraya asraya. So the door is open for everyone. The matter is very simple. Simply have to take it and become successful in your life. And the knowledge is perfect from the Vedas. Knowledge is up to you. You take it or don't take it, that is your business. So I will request you, it is very interesting. Instead of arguing continually, he plays text to this business, chant Hare Krishna mantra and take prasad. Is that very difficult?
No,
very.
One can try.
A determined devotee person. Now see, we are inviting you, come here, chant Hare Krishna mantra, dance and take prasad. That is also difficult. What can you do? Chanting, dancing, that's a pleasure, and after that, taking prasadam, there is another pleasure, that is also divine. Then what can be done?
That's why there is a lot of suffering.
Yes, then you must suffer. Mm-hmm. What can be. If there is dancing in the ball dance hall, thousands of people will go. But this dancing, I know what you come. That is Maya. Maya in the town, why am I there? You go better dance there. So we have to little protect ourselves from the dictation of Maya. That requires the strength. Mami vaja prapadante. If you become little strong and determined, No, I shall not go to the ball dance, I shall go to the Krishna concert dance. Then your life is done. That must determination you have. Must. That is up to you. And we are distributing this knowledge free. Such topmost knowledge we are distributing free. Don't charge. What is lost? Suppose I ask you, please chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds. It is very easy. So if you chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra, what is your loss? But if there is gain, why don't you take it? There is a story that an old woman was dying and her son said, Mother, we chant Hare Krishna. So when they are repeating, Mother, chant Hare Krishna. So she became disgusted. Why? I cannot say so many words. I cannot say so many words. But not Hare Krishna. The four words only. Hare Krishna. Two words. I cannot say only one word. This is our position. We can waste our time in so many ways, but if I say the chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 down, he will be there. Oh, I cannot do this. This is our misfortune. So we have to become a little strong. Yes, that's mine, I must. I must. Then see the result. What is your loss? So that is our request. That Harinama, 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 Ivakivalam, Kalo Nasti, Vanasti, Vakatiganda. Very simple method. They will try to press the nose, to make the head down, and make a yoga, and he becomes God within 6 months. These cheating, these rascals are very less. A simple thing, chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 down, they will not get. What can you do? And the result is there. That Americans, what they want? That is a country of dollars. $10, $15, $25 is nothing for in this country. Daily they can spend in 1 hour. They're so rich. Anyone can earn thousands of rupees in our Indian exchange. They try, their lowest payment is $400. So $400 in India exchange is 4,000 rupees. So one who is getting 4,000 rupees per month is a rich man. And in America, that is the lowest. That is the lowest for the poorest man. And they are earning 50,000, 20,000, 25,000. So money is nothing. So they have got enough money, they have got enough women, they have got enough wine, enough slaughter house, but they are disgusted. Now the young boys and girls, they have become hippies, fascists. They think there is no life in it. So if we imitate only on these four principles, enough woman, enough intoxication, enough meat eating, enough gambling. He'll fail, because they've already failed. It is a fact. Now it has become a problem. So many young men, they have become hippies, they're not working at all. The government without finding any other source, they have created this Vietnam, they are killing these boys, that's all. The Vietnam show is for killing these poor boys, that's all. They call, draft, come on, go to war. But they cannot check. They have no means. But here is the means, Hare Krishna movement, that's what they take. So, you are growing nation. If you grow like Americans and Europe, you'll never be happy. You take this culture, you'll be happy. That is the open secret. Nobody has become happy with this material advancement. So we do not change material advancement, but we simply want to change the consciousness. Be Krishna conscious. It's like Arjuna. He was not stopped fighting. That is material. But his consciousness was changed. If you want to do that, you do industry, you do material advancement, but change your consciousness. That is our movement. Do not stop. Krishna never advised Arjuna, you take sannyas and go to Himalaya and chant Hare Krishna. No. That is not our program. It's you. Your profession. Saparamanatama bhatsal sansiddhi labhate vara. You remain engaged in your occupation and duties, but be Krishna conscious, saparmana, by your duties. Then you get sansiddhi, the highest perfection. We never say that you stop your business, stop your profession, go to Himalaya. No, you simply say, chant Hare Krishna mantra. There was a caricature picture where it was.
New Yorker magazine?
Some magazine. There one old gentleman and an old lady. The old lady is requesting her husband, chant, chant, chant. And the old man is saying, can't, can't, can't. This is, we are simply asking people, chant, chant, chant. And they are replying, can't, can't, can't. This is our story. If these people simply say, yes, 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 then everything, the whole thing is changed. But they will not say. They will say, kind, kind, kind.
Swamiji, what sort of power is in the chanting the name?
He associates with God.
But is it not that if you follow his actions, that is much, much more strong?
What is that action?
Suppose
you are fool, rascal, what is your action? Now I have to use strong language. What is your action? What is the value of your action?
No,
just like these children. What is the value of their action? You are simply to protect them from doing mischievous activities. If you are ignorant, if you do not know the value of your life, what is the value of your activity?
Yeah, but there could be a majority, say mass of people who might be chanting the name, but if they don't know what they are chanting for, then...
Well, they know everything. Jasmin vijyate sarvavairam vijyatam bhavanti. Do you mean to say they are fools because they are chanting?
No, but they are educated, they know.
No, educated or not educated, even not. Even one is not educated, he ignores everything. That is the effect. And Viraj says, then you have to go to the Vedic Indian. Jasmin vijyate sarvamevam vijyatam bhavanti. If you know the Supreme, absolute truth, then everything becomes revealed to you. We are challenging so many philosophers, so many scientists. Does it mean that I was a student of science? No. But you can challenge. Because the knowledge is revealed. It's like, when I came to San Francisco, so many reporters came to me, they asked me, Swamiji, what is your opinion about the moon planet going? I said, it is simply a waste of time and not nonsense. I asked them, shall I speak plain or shall I flatter you? They know he speaks plain. Well, I say this is simply a waste of time and nonsense. I'm not a scientist. How could I say? How could I say? I've been reading verse. Vedic person is, in Bhagavad Gita I see, Janti Deva Prata Deva. Pitrin Janti Pitri Prata. The moon planet is considered one of the planet of the demigods. So you have to become a devotee of that demigod or cultivate that knowledge. From here, then you will get a body to be transferred in that planet. You cannot go in this body. Now how we can refute this argument? We get knowledge unless they have trained themselves how to go to the moon planet. They cannot go. We take it. So therefore, how much they may, however they may try to go there, they cannot go. How can I say on the Vedic strength? You are not trained up. Just like one can say, suppose one African is trying to go to India or say UK. So if I see that he has not passport, he hasn't got passport and visa, then I can immediately say, oh, he cannot go. There is no necessity of knowledge how I say. I say because he has no passport and visa, he cannot go. Similarly, from the basic knowledge, we understand, unless one becomes a devotee of that particular type or demigod, he cannot go. Therefore we can say, oh, you cannot go. However, may try with this machine. That's not possible. This is perfect. I'm not a scientist. I'm not criticizing the scientific process, but because I know that the Vedas say that they cannot go, I say you cannot go. Now the Vedas say they cannot go, now we challenge, now say, let the scientists come and prove. That is the thing now. Let them go. Now they are silent by making so much false propaganda. Now they are silent. They cannot go in this way, machine. You cannot go to America by force, by your machine. You have to take the visa, immigration visa. So how can you go to the moon planet? We get from the Vedic knowledge that in moon planet one gets 10,000 of years life. And that planet is very cold. They drink Somarasa. These are all the Vedic scriptures. So all the Vedic scriptural strength, you can challenge anyone. Therefore, the Vedic knowledge says, jasmini vijnate sarvamedam vijnatam bhavanti. If you simply understand the absolute truth, then you begin. You know everything.
You mean that this
is when
I haven't been to the moon now?
Never. I challenge them. This is simply propaganda. If they had been, then what? They are dead. Why do they not go and make some business there?
The
they have brought some rocks and sand, that's all. Why they say there is no life? If the planet is there, we find there an experience that even within the earth there is living entity. Within the water there is living entity. In the air there is living entity. And what moon planet has done, there is no living entity. What is your answer? Although they have brought some sands and rocks, the sands and rocks are there and there is no living entity. How it is possible? By experience we see here, sands and rocks are there, but there are living entities. And there you have got sands and rocks, but there is no living entity. First of all, answer this challenge. And we get information from Vedic literature that they are demigods, they are very highly elevated intellectual persons. They live for 10,000 of years, and these people say there is no life. Therefore, we don't believe. First of all, in your experience, go anywhere, even in the desert, there is living entity. Why you are doing
that? I was doing Kshatriyam for also distribution.
This is for distribution?
That is for you.
No. For me, go to distribution. So there are many reasons. You see, if you study, if you accept the basic conclusion, you save so much time. So much time. And you get the right information. So that is purpose. So chanting of Hare Krishna mantra means associating with God directly. So by associating with God, gradually you become purified. Just like if you associate with fire, you become warm gradually. This is the example. If you put one iron rod in the fire, it is one man, and then it is red hot. When it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. You touch that iron rod anywhere, it will burn. Similarly, if you associate with God, then you become godly. You become purified. And matter is so simple, the Vedic Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare three times, chasing. It is this. Kalo, Nastriva, Gadiranda Thao. If you follow the Vedic instruction, then you just accept it. Without arguing. And what is the difficulty there? Then why there is argument? Why not try it? Such a simple method, which even a child can do. If this child is asked, you are chanting the other day.
Yeah.
Such a yoga system which can be accepted by a child. And the Vedic knowledge says there is no other way. Why you are doing it? Why this optimism? There is only possible. Our program is very simple. Come here, chant Hare Krishna mantra and dance with us. Even if you don't dance, take little prasad. Go on. Why there is so much objection to this? You don't ask anything, but you pay here $50 and press your nose and make your hand and you die so many. What is the difficulty? You don't judge anything. Just judge the method. So suppose why there is objection? So you answer. He said, but why there is objection? This simple method, this sublime method. Why there is objection?
May I tell you what?
Yes.
Because there are so many institutions, there are so many sects, so many religious,
But here there is no, religion, there is no sect. We call Indian, we call European, American, African, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Shudra. At least here there is no sect. Why you are bringing sects
Now at the moment...
There may be so many rascals, that is their thing.
Yeah,
here there is no rascalism. Here is pure, that anyone, you are welcome. Where is the question of sex or religion?
No, not over here, but I am telling
you... There may be so many things. What is there not to do with it?
Unless they are convinced, or unless they see...
What is the conviction? What is the conviction? You chant Hare Krishna. What is the necessity of one?
Yeah, but there might be Hare Shiva, might be so many people telling that song.
Therefore I say it is misfortune only, that's
until
all.
They know the difference, or the real thing, the real...
Yeah, that, difference is already there, but they are rascals, they do not know. It is stated and clear, and the basic knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita, that those who worship other than God, the rustics, hitabhyana. That is clear as that. So if you want to remain rustic, how can I be found? Hitabhyana. Hitabhyana, what does it mean, hitabhyana? You know this is a little bit. Yes, hitabhyana means one has lost his intelligence. That means he is a rustic. This is clear state. Kamasrata yuta jnana jajanti anna devata. Antava tufalanti sam tad bhavati alpamedha sam. Even if you get results, desired results from the danger, there is antava. It will be finished. It will be finished. Therefore, people who are arvamayasana, less intelligent, they are satisfied with some temporary part, that's all. Now there is a, this going on, Navaratri, Durga. That's all right. Durga, you pray, Dhanam Dehi, Rupapati Bhajjana Dehi, Jasur Dehi, Dhanam Dehi, all right, God is Durga gives you. But how long you will enjoy this? As soon as your body is finished, your beautiful wife, your money, your fame, everything is finished. Therefore, alpamedhasa, less intellect. Their brain substance is very small, therefore they are uplifted. The problem is eternal life. It is all clearly stated. But you don't accept the Vedas. That is the dividend.
Because they have not been preaching in the true sense.
But if they want to remain, you are preaching. They are not coming, they are accepting.
They will come.
That is their misfortune.
Yes.
We have come out to preach.
People will come.
Yes.
Once they know. Because now they have become what you call, they
reach
the saturated point in such a way that so many
people... There is Bhagavad Dharma in its beginning. In the Bhagavad it is stated, dharma prochita koita vatra. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, anything going on in the name of religion, but it is simply cheating, that is thrown out. That also you cannot do properly at the present moment. Be Durga Puja and Ajya, this kind of disaster you cannot do. That is also simply humbug. There are so many rules and regulations for performing yoga. You cannot, therefore it is said, Kalau Nasdeva, 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 Gadirunmita. You cannot do it properly. Suppose if I perform yoga, or where is the pure ghee? I have so many tons. So what is the use of it? I'm putting in 3 chatas of ghee and putting it in yoga. Make a soap. So they have, you want to be cheated, and they are cheated by the cheaters. That is the position. They want to be cheated. What can be done? If the cheaters see here is a very good market of being cheated, they will come. Yes, I am God. I have met with God and Jesus. These things should be stopped and you should be taken. Harennama, 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 you will feel. And you see the result. Simple is it. Now we just.
Thank you.
You will get rid of that. Man. He gave a dharma sanistita punsa vishakshina kathasiya no padaya yodin giri samaye vahi kevala. Whatever your religion is, that's all right. By following it very nicely, if you do not develop Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, it is simply waste of time. So he'll go kindly. It's being interpreted in so many ways. That's the nonsense. And therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Somebody says it is yogic vyakha, some is gyanic vyakha, this vyakha, that vyakha.
And then it can become difficult to follow which one to follow. And so people are so much confused.
People should know that they should be little intelligent. Therefore, without being intelligent, you cannot make a progress. Ignorance is the cause of all difficulties. So, Bhagavad Gita, if you have read Bhagavad Gita, it is said there that Bhagavad Gita is being preached to Arjuna, and Krishna said that I am teaching this Bhagavad Gita again, although I taught this philosophy to the Sun God so many millions of years ago. Again I am teaching the same to you. Why? To me, there are so many others. He says, no, Bhaktu, see, because you are my devotee. So how one can understand Bhagavad Gita who is not a devotee of Krishna? What right he has got? He means to preach this philosophy to the devotee. How the non-devotee? They can understand. They do not understand Bhagavad Gita, I steal, they write commentary. Suppose I am a preacher, a spiritual subject matter, and here is Mr. Sarna, he is a goldsmith. So if I write on a book on goldsmith, what is the value of this book? Is there any value?
No.
So Bhagavad Gita is meant for devotee, while the other rascals write on commentaries. Simply waste their time and miss the talents.
Yes.
This is God.
Same thing has happened here.
Yes. Everywhere is happening. All over. We are touring all over the world. Mm-hmm. Simply people are being cheated. And they want to be cheated.
And now if you bring truth in front of them, still they will say that.
That is what kind of thing?
Expecting them here.
But we can do it here.